Thank you, Charlie. There are many diverse stories in this part, which includes the exit of a well-known head teacher and a bid to stop supporters having a cheeky smoke on the touchline. But begin with news of passers-by being treated to an unexpected performance.
Some of the UK's top young choristers treated passers-by to a special pop-up performance in Norwich City Centre. The members of the National Youth Choir gave a free performance outside the Forum at midday on Sunday, ahead of taking to the stage last night for a concert at St Andrew's Hall. The choir, which includes 19-year-old Norwich singer Lucy Thelange, who won Norfolk Young Musician of the Year in 2017, attracted a crowd of about 200 people during the free lunchtime show. The performance gave a preview of the evening concert and included dance performances of Wonder Woman and Libertango. Choir member Emma Skelly, age 19, said it was a nice feeling to stop people in their tracks and it looked like it made their day. Fellow singer Henry Reevey, age 20, said it was great fun and it was nice to get to perform to locals and passers-by who were all very friendly.
The well-known head teacher of a Sproston school has announced he is stepping down after 12 years. Andrew John, head teacher at Sproston Community Academy, wrote to parents and carers to say he would be leaving the school at the end of the school year. He said he believed the academy would go from strength to strength with the Right for Success Trust, which it joined earlier this year, which he said had the vision of improving life chances of all students at its heart. The academy is in aspirational hands for continued success, he added. Mr. John, who said he planned to stay in education, said, "I know I am biased, but so much of our academy is absolutely fabulous. I am very proud of our fantastic teaching, pastoral and support teams who have helped the students achieve very good academic results at GCSE and A-level." He said, as head, he had prioritised promoting social and cultural opportunities, particularly through fundraising. So far, he said, they had raised almost £130,000, had some fun along the way in doing so, and helped students understand a bit more the complex world in which we all live.
Football clubs across Norfolk are signing up to a campaign to ban smoking on the touchlines at youth matches. Nearly 30 clubs have backed the smoke-free sidelines drive, through which parents and visitors are asked to refrain from smoking, including at all playing fields and especially on the pitch sidelines. Among those backing the campaign, developed by NHS Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group as part of its Healthy Norwich programme, in partnership with Norfolk County FA, is Horsford Football Club. Chris Brown, who's the chairman of the club, said, "Horsford FC were on board with smoke-free sidelines the moment we received the information from Norfolk FA. Predominantly, we operate on a primary school site, which has always been smoke-free. We then felt that the smoke-free sidelines initiative should be applied to all our other venues that we use. We want all our players to have role models in their lives, and those that are supporting them on the side of the pitch should lead by example with respect and by being smoke-free." Health bosses say that not only is secondhand smoke dangerous, but children copy adult behaviour, so not having adults smoking around them sends out a positive message.
A primary school has been inspired by the environment in its decoration of its go-go hair. Rackheath Primary School is keen to get the message across that plastic is harmful to the oceans and animals. The hair is covered in plastic bottle lids, representing the polluted ocean, and the hair is covered by a net with felt sea animals stuck on. Donna Goddard, a teacher who runs the school council and eco committee, helped decide the theme. She said, "It is looking rather impressive. I would really like to show this off as much as possible so the message can go further. It will be one of a trail of leverets, young hares, decorated by schools and community groups in the Norwich area this summer. This will be in addition to a go-go hares trail of 50 hares being brought to Norwich by children's charity Break and Wild in Art from June to September."
Antisocial behaviour in a Norwich park is at its worst for 20 years, a councillor has claimed, after two chickens were stolen and killed. A 12-year-old and two 15-year-olds were arrested in Rugg Drive yesterday on suspicion of animal cruelty. Police were called to Eaton Park after reports that three boys were attacking bantam chickens. Judith Lubbock, Liberal Democrat City Councillor for Eaton, said it was the latest example of increasingly antisocial behaviour and criminal damage in the area. She said, "In all the 23 years I've been a councillor, we've never had so much antisocial behaviour and criminal damage in and around the South Park Avenue area. These are people who have no idea of how to behave."
Film lovers will be able to enjoy a series of great movies in Norwich's Caton Park this summer. Following successful events in Earlham Park and Waterloo Park over the last 2 years, Pop-Up Pictures will be returning to the city in August for several outdoor cinema events. From August the 23rd to the 26th, the company will be screening a range of cinematic classics and blockbuster smashes on their giant inflatable screen. The current lineup includes Disney's The Lion King, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, and The Greatest Showman. They will also be celebrating the 40th anniversary of Grease with a special screening of the musical. Tickets are priced between £8 and £12 for adults, with children under five going free.
Well, that's all from this part of Chatterbox. Sam Elmhurst and John Francis will be here very soon with more news, information desk and our second feature. But for now, it's goodbye from her,
Sarah Lomax,
and from me, Rupert Hipwell. Goodbye.